Welcome to Healthy You, brought to you by the Greater Peoria Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine. Now here's your host, Kim Brooks Miller.
Welcome to Healthy You, and we're so pleased to have you taking time out of your busy schedule today to join us. My name is Kim Brooks Miller of the Greater Peoria Metro Area Healthy Cells Magazine and your host. Here is a question for you to ponder. Do you know what hematology is, or hemophilia? With all the medical advice and information readily available, there still seems to be much mystery around these medical topics. My special guest, Dr. Michael Tarantino, will shed light on this topic and help to educate you on the need to know basic facts about bleeding and clotting disorders. With Dr. Tarantino's schedule, we are very fortunate to have him with us again in the studio today to talk with us. So let me introduce him to you. Dr. Michael Tarantino is the medical director and founder of the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute, located in Peoria, Illinois. The institute is the only federally recognized center of excellence for the bleeding disorders community in downstate Illinois. He is also a professor at the University of Illinois College of Medicine at Peoria in the Department of Medicine and Pediatrics. Dr. Tarantino also speaks on the international level and is world-renowned for his expertise in hemophilia treatment and ITP research. Dr. Tarantino has authored and co-authored over 100 peer-related papers, reviews, and book chapters, and over 120 scientific abstracts. He is a member of the Medical and Scientific Advisory Council of the National Hemophilia Foundation and a member of the Medical Advisory Board of the Platelet Disorder Association. Now, he's also won some awards, and I want to share this with you. This is really a big deal to have him in our area. In 2012 and 2014, he received a Patient's Choice Award from Vitals, and he was honored as a Physician of the Year by the National Hemophilia Foundation from 2012 to 2013. He was named one of America's top doctors by Castle Connolly from 2012 and 2013, and as a compassionate doctor from Vitals in 2012. And in 2014, the University of Illinois College of Medicine presented him with an Alpha Omega Alpha Teaching Award, which is a huge deal. My father used to be with the medical school, so I know what a big deal that is. So welcome back to the show, Dr. Tarantino.
Kim, thank you so much for having me back. Your show and the magazine reach so many people, so I'm really honored to be back here. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Now, before we get started with your interview, I'm sure there are a lot of inquiring minds that are still thinking about what is hematology and what is hemophilia? So could you just briefly share what that is?
Yeah, very simply, hematology is the study of blood and disorders of the blood. And hemophilia is one of those disorders. Hemophilia is an inherited disorder. People that have it are missing one of the important blood clotting factors, and that results in excessive bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how did you become interested in hematology?
Well, it goes back a long way now, more than 30 years. You know, I had a very influential mentor, one of my professors, while I was a resident studying pediatrics, really sort of turned me on to the complexity of blood and how complex it is to clot the blood and to keep it from clotting excessively. It just got me hooked at that point, and I really got to know people with blood disorders during that time. And I thought, this is the group of people I really want to help.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. And you are the medical director and founder of the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute. Now, can you tell us more about why you chose to create your own nonprofit organization?
Absolutely. You know, in the downstate Illinois area, there are a few million people. And we really needed, outside of the special centers in Chicago, we really needed a center of excellence in the downstate area, and one that really served the people in the community. So I felt like I had to do it. And I had a great team of people that really helped me put it together. And we just in April celebrated our fifth anniversary of the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Now, you have dedicated your profession to helping people manage the body's necessary balance of bleeding and clotting. How does the body maintain the balance of preventing bleeding and preventing excessive clotting?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think that's the key to really good health when it comes to preventing blood clotting or preventing excessive bleeding, having that balance. I think, you know, it's 2015. This has been under study for hundreds of years. I think we've scratched the surface. Maybe we've delved a little bit below the surface, but there's still so much to know. It's a very complicated series of chemical reactions that happen in the body that help us form a blood clot when we need it, help us stop the blood clotting process when we no longer need it to happen, and prevent too much clotting from happening. So all of it is just a matter of balance within the body. The body has its own sort of regulators, like knows when to start it, knows when to turn it off. And the people that have disorders of bleeding or clotting are those people that either from an inherited disorder don't have the balance quite right, or from something acquired, something that happens to them in, you know, from the environment or from their lifestyle, from medications that they might take that take them out of the balance.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute is a hemophilia treatment center. And just to remind our listeners again, what is hemophilia and who has it?
Right. In the United States, about 20,000 people have hemophilia. And in the broad definition, it's the lack of an important blood clotting factor that leads to abnormally low ability to make a good blood clot when it's necessary. And the result of that is bleeding. Sometimes it's spontaneous, especially when a person has a severe version of hemophilia. Sometimes, you know, nothing provokes it. It just happens spontaneously, which is unfortunate, but it's really a reason to sort of keep very close relationship with the person and their hematologist or our center to make sure that, you know, those spontaneous events don't happen or we prevent them as best we can.
Mm-hmm. So the patient can live as normal a life as possible.
Right. So 20,000 people in the country. If you look back maybe 20, 30 years ago, the lifespan of someone with severe hemophilia was shortened because of the hemophilia. And nowadays, a few recent studies have shown that people with hemophilia live just as long as people without hemophilia.
That's interesting. You know, one thing is that you talked about that it's been studied now for hundreds of years. When did it first kind of pop up that people started noting it as a disorder?
Yeah, that's very interesting. And one of my sort of hobbies is the history of blood disorders. Like, when did we first recognize it? So there are actually writings in the Babylonian Talmud way back when that describe what is probably hemophilia. You know, it was an instructional to women who had boys that would have circumcisions and would bleed to death after their circumcisions. So there was even a guide in the Talmud that said, you know, if it happens a couple of times, then you're allowed not to circumcise your next son.
Interesting.
So that was probably one of the first references to hemophilia.
Mm-hmm. And I think it really came to light for a lot of people, though, with the Tsar's son.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the royal families have been written about in several books really very nicely sort of characterize the inheritance of hemophilia,
mm-hmm.
right? Because this is an abnormal gene that comes on the X chromosome.
Mm-hmm.
So it typically is carried by women and transmitted genetically to men and or boys, and the boys then express the hemophilia and have the bleeding disorder.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, what are some of the signs or symptoms of a bleeding disorder that individuals should be concerned about?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. You know, I tell our patients, you should look for blood where it's not supposed to be. And blood is really designed to stay in the body, to stay in the blood vessels, right, and do its job. That's carry nutrients to all the tissues of the body and fight infection and that sort of stuff. But it's really designed to stay inside the blood vessels. So if someone has a bleeding disorder, you might see sort of excessive amounts of blood coming where it's not supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
like bleeding from the nose or the gums when a person brushes their teeth, or blood in their urine or stool. It's not supposed to be there. So all of those problems happen in someone with hemophilia. One of the very characteristic types of bleeding a person with hemophilia has is bleeding into their joints.
Oh.
Right, and there's a fancy word for that. It's called hemarthrosis. blood in the joint. And that, over the years, has caused a lot of people with hemophilia to become disabled because we need our joints to move our muscles and to move our body around. And some of the effects of repeated bleeding into the joints can lead to disability.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some of the treatment therapies for bleeding disorders?
Right. When you think about hemophilias, the missing blood factor, the treatment philosophy is replace what's not there, what the body's not making. So in the most common type of hemophilia called hemophilia A mm-hmm. or factor VIII deficiency, we now have synthetic versions of factor VIII that's produced in laboratories that doesn't contain any blood plasma components to it. So we give that to people with hemophilia. In fact, they give it to themselves. Starting at an early age, they learn how to infuse the missing blood factor into their veins.
Hmm.
And we do that on a preventative schedule. We call it prophylaxis. And that has really resulted in much less in the way of any kind of joint bleeding. In fact, our goal is to eliminate that altogether, even though we encourage the guys with hemophilia to participate in physical activity, as long as it's not contact activity.
Mm-hmm.
So the key there is replace what's not there and do it preventatively in the patients with severe hemophilia.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that is really interesting. We're going to come back and talk more about this because it's a fascinating topic, and I think the public really needs to be in the know. And we're going to take a quick break right now. We're with Dr. Michael Tarantino, who is the medical director and founder of the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute, which is located in Peoria, Illinois. And I'm Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine. We'll be right back.
Do you bruise easily or have heavy menstrual cycles? Do you experience frequent nosebleeds or bleeding and heavy bruising with immunizations? Have you experienced prolonged bleeding with tooth extractions or other invasive procedures? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may have a bleeding or clotting disorder. The Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute, directed by world-renowned Dr. Michael Tarantino, is the only federally recognized center of excellence in Illinois, south of Chicago. For more information, call the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute today at 309-692-5337 or visit us online at ilbcdi.org.
The Greater Peoria Metro Area Edition of Healthy Cells Magazine is a monthly professional publication dedicated to promoting healthy lifestyles. Healthy Cells Magazine brings you the latest information from respected physicians and other health-related professionals in regards to exercise, nutrition, emotional health, and overall current be-in-the-know related information. Pick up your free copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at over 800 medically-related offices and retail locations in the Greater Peoria metro area, or find them on Facebook at Healthy Cells Peoria.
And welcome back to Healthy You. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, and our special guest today is Dr. Michael Tarantino, and he's the medical director and founder of the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute, and we are having a fascinating conversation about treatment of bleeding disorders and blood clotting and things. Now, Dr. Tarantino, you also treat individuals with clotting issues such as thrombophilia. Can you explain what that is?
Right, thrombophilia, the word sounds kind of like hemophilia, mm-hmm. but it's a little bit the opposite of hemophilia. So where hemophilia means a person bleeds too much, thrombophilia means a person clots their blood too much. And sometimes that can be the result of an inherited trait, and sometimes that can be just the result of a circumstance, like a person gets into an accident, or women during and right after their pregnancy may be more likely to have a clot. So we use the term thrombophilia for those circumstances.
Mm-hmm. That is really interesting. Now, in doing research, it shows that more than 2 million people in the United States experience a DVT each year. So what is a DVT?
So a DVT, that stands for deep venous thrombosis, or a blood clot in the larger veins that are in the deeper tissues of the body. And most of those happen in the legs, sometimes in the veins of the arms, sometimes even more central, like in the vein that leads right to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 million, that's an amazing, astounding figure. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people experiencing DVT. That really brings it to the level of a public health concern.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. So now I think this is a really important question, and we had talked a little bit about this on our break. Are there any simple daily actions that individuals can take to reduce the risk of a blood clot?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can't really control our genetics. We're kind of born with what we have.
Right.
Right. But we can reduce our risk for having a blood clot by just living the healthiest life we can, keeping your body weight to as close to your ideal body weight as possible, because obesity is one risk factor for clotting. Don't do bad things to your body, like excessive smoking or even smoking at all increases the risk of having a blood clot. High blood cholesterol increases that risk. Other disorders that we can't necessarily keep from having, but we can control medically, like diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So uncontrolled diabetes increases our risk for having a blood clot. So that really suggests, you know, that you keep close contact with your primary doctor to avoid these sorts of things and treat them if you have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have a blood clot, really, I think you should really contact a hematologist.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this next question is twofold. What are the treatment options for clotting disorders? And two, does everyone with a clotting disorder require taking a blood thinner?
That's a great question, right? So sort of the broad answer is, you know, keep yourself healthy and treat or prevent all of those things we just mentioned. Some people do need a blood thinner to prevent another clot from happening or to prevent the clot they have at the time from extending or spreading, because sometimes a piece of the clot can break off from the arm or leg vein and travel through the heart into the lungs, and that's called a pulmonary embolus.
Mm-hmm.
And that can have very serious consequences, if not life-threatening consequences.
Right. It just depends on the individual.
That's
right. And what their need is. It's not a one-size-fit-all, and that's one thing I want to get across to the listenership. Now, for anyone who has seen their primary care physician and has been diagnosed with a bleeding or clotting disorder, when should they consult a hematologist or come to your practice?
That's a great question, too, because it's sometimes difficult to make that decision. But I would say that anyone who has a chronic bleeding or clotting disorder, one that just isn't the result of a circumstance that's covered with short-term anticoagulation, for example, someone who has a lifelong bleeding or clotting disorder really should follow regularly with a hematologist, one who's specially trained to treat and care for people with bleeding or clotting disorders, a hematologist who has certification. So that means they have the proper training and experience to care for people with bleeding and clotting disorders.
Mm-hmm. So someone would need to be referred to you, or somebody could contact you and say, you know what, I've been having some excessive, like a woman, very excessive period bleeding, you know, I mean, not normal, so to speak. They could contact your practice, or you refer working through a referral.
Well, they can do either, but we like to promote sort of the medical team concept, the integrative care. So a woman who has excessive menstrual bleeding, for example, really should talk to her gynecologist first about it. And we very commonly, day to day, work very closely with almost all of the gynecologists in town and from surrounding counties. So that's the best way to approach it. That way everyone stays in the loop and we get the best integrative care.
Right. And there are a lot of very good physicians. I mean, we're known as the downstate medical community for a reason. And we've got,
you know,
teaching hospitals and University of Illinois College of Medicine.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's, you know, it's very important to all be working together. And, you know, a lot of times that they do, that's great. Now, what research studies are you currently involved in? And how does your research directly relate to the way that you treat your patients?
That's a great question. You know, I really came to Peoria 16 years ago because of the opportunity to do rare, very specific research for the bleeding and clotting disorders community. So a lot of our research has to do with new drug development to help people with hemophilia, for example, to help people with immune platelet disorders. So we really help develop the new medicines to really help them get through life with a bleeding disorder. I'm very interested now in quality of life research and health economics research. You know, sometimes we can't necessarily cure the blood clotting or bleeding disorder, but I'm really interested in giving the person the best shot at living a very productive and a very satisfying life. So that's where the quality of life research comes in. And lastly, the economics of healthcare is obviously it's become a major issue. It's a little bit out of control, and I really want to do my best to help people to be able to have access to good healthcare and subspecialty healthcare, and to be able to afford it.
I do have a quick question about genetics. Do a lot of people do genetic testing because of the hemophilia? And is it something that's passed down to every generation, or does it skip?
Right. So hemophilia is a, what we call an X-linked disorder. It gets passed along the X chromosome. So in the classic definition, women who had one of their X chromosomes with the hemophilia gene would be termed carriers. And we just assume they didn't have the bleeding symptoms, but they could then pass the gene along to their sons. Okay, we know now that that's not necessarily true, and about 15 to 20% of women who carry the hemophilia gene actually have bleeding symptoms. So we're in the process of revising that definition to really recognize those women with those bleeding symptoms, because it's become a health issue for many of them. They have excessive heavy menstrual bleeding, and during surgeries they can have excessive bleeding. During pregnancy and delivery they may have excessive bleeding. So we really want to recognize that the hemophilia gene doesn't just necessarily exist silently in women that carry it. They may have symptoms, and we want to make people aware of that. As far as genetic testing is concerned, we make every effort now that genetic testing today has become much more feasible.
Yes.
And it's becoming less and less expensive as the years go on. We're actually part of a big nationwide project that, for no cost to the patient, and now this year to their families, we're genotyping or looking at their factor 8 and factor 9 genes to see whether they have a new mutation that might help us in the future in designing new medicines or understanding hemophilia better. And then we're also extending that to family members to know which family members may carry the hemophilia gene. And that's a project that's been going on for a couple of years now. And our center, the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute, is one of the lead centers in the country to make that project successful.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, because I think genetic testing is just absolutely a must, you know, when you're dealing with things this serious, or even for cancer, you know, that types of things, when you see it in the family, you know, tree. We're going to have to start wrapping up our time here, Dr. Tarantino. It goes so quickly. Is there any final words of advice that you would like to give to somebody at this time? Our listeners are probably just glued to the radio thinking, maybe I'm having some symptoms, or I know somebody who exhibits some of these symptoms.
Yes, I would say that when it comes to bleeding disorders, really, if you think you have, for example, heavy menstrual bleeding, talk to your gynecologist. If you're really not satisfied with things, you know, you could always give our center a call and talk to one of our experts there. I would say in general, you know, lead as healthy a life as you can. And that would reduce your risk of bleeding, like bleeding related to trauma, for example. It'll also help your risk of having a blood clot if you have a tendency to have blood clots.
Right. And I think just in general, a healthy lifestyle will take you a long way for a lot of things. And
absolutely.
Again, for this. Well, I'd really like to thank you for your time, Dr. Tarantino, for coming on air.
Well, Kim, thank you. It was a great opportunity through a great medium, your radio show, to spread the word about this very important issue of bleeding and clotting.
And it is important. And again, ladies and gentlemen who are tuning in, this is Dr. Michael Tarantino, who is the medical director and founder of the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute. Now, if you've been listening and you have some additional questions, you can contact the practice directly at area code 309-692-5337. And let me repeat that number for you. It is 692-5337, or you can visit their website at ILIllinoisBC, B as in boy, C as in cat, D.I.org. They're located at 9128 North Lindbergh Drive in Peoria, Illinois. And also be sure to be looking for upcoming articles by Dr. Tarantino in Healthy Cells Magazine. And for our listeners, it was great having you join us today for this Healthy You episode, and thank you for tuning in. Remember, you can listen to this radio show and past shows on my website at any time for free. Just go to healthycellsmagazine.com/Peoria. There you will find a podcast tab, and you can read the magazine online, share articles with others, and be sure to visit us on Facebook or pick up your personal copy of Healthy Cells Magazine at one of our over 800 locations in the greater Peoria metro area. This is Kim Brooks Miller with Healthy Cells Magazine, hosting Healthy You. We look forward to being with you again next Saturday. Until then, God bless you and be in your best health now.
Do you bruise easily or have heavy menstrual cycles? Do you experience frequent nosebleeds or bleeding and heavy bruising with immunizations? Have you experienced prolonged bleeding with tooth extractions or other invasive procedures? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may have a bleeding or clotting disorder. The Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute, directed by world-renowned Dr. Michael Tarantino, is the only federally recognized center of excellence in Illinois, south of Chicago. For more information, call the Bleeding and Clotting Disorders Institute today at 309-692-5337 or visit us online at ilbcdi.org.